Okay, good morning. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good.
Pat, are you there?
Pat. Oh. Well, I think she's... Pat? I don't hear... Okay, so we have our technical crew. Snap technical crew is on it to see where she might be. Though she's walking a different direction.
Yeah.
So...
But anyways, well, I did have just a little announcement. I think the Hotchkiss Lab, or I know they're having a seed exchange.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's this Wednesday at 4 o'clock. But if you're interested in bringing seeds down and exchanging seeds with other people or just what's there, you can do that and call up the library to make sure that that's happening Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And that's the Hotchkiss Library.
Okay. I do see the Snap technical crew over there. So that's great that that's happening. Pat, are you there? Well, I think I see people walking this way. I'm sorry for the... This is our first attempt at getting two.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Don is going to... We're going to try this again.
Okay. So, are you there, Pat?
Hello?
Hello? I hear you. I don't know if you hear me, Pat. Well, she was there a moment ago. Okay. Well, it is a test run. We are making efforts to get this straightened out. Everybody, please hang tough, and we'll get there. So, okay, we have a seed exchange happening this coming Wednesday at the Hotchkiss Library,
yeah.
Correct? And is that the only opportunity to be able to participate in that? Will the seeds be there on a...
They're actually going to start a seed library, so you'll be able to take seed out and grow them, and at the end of the season, you hopefully will return the same amount of seed you have.
Okay.
That's
kind of a lending library sort of thing.
Yes, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Nice.
And they've talked to me, we're possibly going to do a couple of seed-saving talks in March.
Okay. So we'll, of course, get those announcements out here through the station.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, so we're looking forward to that and stuff. But let's see, just so what other things I'm doing here. As I'm still pruning. And
you're still pruning. I guess maybe I missed the last show.
Well, I've been pruning my hedge growth. So I'm almost done with that. Then I'm going to move into apples. Or the fruit trees.
Okay.
In general. But I have mentioned this in the past. The best times on the planting calendar, since we're doing biodynamic planting calendars, is if you have one of these, there's a northern transplanting time. And it says that that's actually the best time for pruning fruit trees, vines, or hedges. And other times are during the fruit and flower times on this calendar.
Okay.
And I have no idea how they figured that out. Watching, I guess, just observing.
Okay. Well, Lance, I'm sad to break the news, but it sounds like at least the as much as we thought how this technically would work, it doesn't appear to be coming together. So we will be going back to the drawing board. And, Pat, we appreciate your willingness to share with us, and we hope that we can do that again. Have it actually happen next week, and we'll have figure out the technical glitches. I think they thought that they knew what we were going to be doing, and it just doesn't seem to be coming quite together. So,
okay.
What are you pruning right now, Lance? And then
move on. Pruning the hedge grove. That's mainly choke cherries now.
Right.
And then I'll get into the apples, and I do the apples. And I've mentioned this in the past. I do the apples first, and that's. And then I'll go into the pears, and then peaches aren't until March. But then I'll do apricots, plums, and then in March I'll do the peaches, and then grapes will be done sometime in the early part of April.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking for certain qualities on the trees to know when it's time to prune one thing or another, or is it just kind of a given? Because things are dormant.
Things are dormant, so you can see just about everything. The reason why I'm doing apples, the apples first is because they're all apples. If I started doing apples and I went to a pear tree or a peach tree, it's different pruning techniques. And I might get confused of what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I do all the apples first.
Okay. Then so you I just go, keep the same approach to pruning?
Yeah. Then the pears next. And then the stone fruit, you're pruning, you're thinning, but what you really want to leave is the last year's growth because that's where the best buds are.
Okay.
And
so do you have a quick and dirty synopsis of what you would be doing to prune apples?
Apples.
You know, and how do you differentiate the pruning techniques?
Nah. I mean, what I will say is you don't want really old growth. You're going to thin some of the new last year's growth, but you still want new growth because sometimes they get these really nice big spurs, fruiting spurs, but they get so old they actually don't bear much fruit. So you still want younger growth on all your fruit trees. And that's what you're trying to do, just balancing it out. And if you have the bigger trees, you have to be able to prune in what they call ladder throws.
And what's a ladder throw?
Ladder throw is so you can, if it, say you got an old standard fruit tree, say like your big apple tree, apricot tree.
Right.
And to be able to get up there, you need to have space to put the ladder in.
Oh, okay. So literally.
You're going to prune so that you can actually get a ladder in.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not many those kind of big orchards anymore. It's gone to the dwarf and semi-dwarfs.
Right.
And so at best they're using a 6-foot, maybe an 8-foot ladder. And it's not as crucial then.
Okay.
You know, peaches, you know, you prune them really hard because they have a tendency not to make sprout out new growth. And if you prune them hard, they'll sprout out new growth, which will be the fruiting stock for next year, for 2 years from now.
Okay.
Yeah. And the plums are the same, and apricots are the same.
Okay.
Yeah, on that one.
The stone fruit.
Yeah.
The stone fruit notion.
Yeah. And the grapes, you prune really hard, and the, you know, down to 2 buds, right off the main stock.
Okay. But that's later, and that's after spring is hit, right?
Yeah, it seems to do better early April to mid-April, something like that. I've even heard of some of the vineyards pruning in May. And the pruning seems to stimulate them to start growing. So if you prune too early, then they're probably going to get frozen out.
Okay.
And that's with the grapes.
All right. So. Great. Well, again, we always appreciate your sharing of your information and knowledge. I know that you'll be talking with Pat probably very soon. And so please again extend our apologies.
Yeah.
I was just passed a note, you know, from the staff who did converse with her. And so she's planning on calling again next week.
Okay, great.
Next Monday. So hopefully the technical glitches that we bumped into today unexpectedly will be resolved.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye.